from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, no. Wechter, has it gotten that bad?
I'm in a dark area right now.
So the Bills had 2 bad months. The next thing you know, we're driving on Mulholland Drive in California, and we're, you know, free-falling. I don't think it's that bad, but I will say it hasn't been great. And if you're just waking up to the reality, the Dodgers last night passed the Phillies, and the Brewers tied the Phillies. Now, the Phillies do hold a tiebreaker on Milwaukee, so the good news is technically the Phillies are up. But, man, the Phillies are playing with fire with that number 2 seed or 1 seed to perhaps be the 3 seed in the NL and have to play in the first round. All right, so you can weigh in on the Phillies last night if you want to comment on the Jeremiah Trotter Jr. Interview from earlier, which he says we should be calling him Axeman Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't considered that one. I thought Little Axeman and I thought Trot Jr. He likes Axeman Jr. I like that, too. That's good. All right. So we got that on the table, everything with the Eagles, who have another practice coming up today. Let's also talk more. Oh, by the way, and this isn't even a clarification. This is I got to flog myself. I got to flog the Mac man and Caney because Joe Wechter in the commercial break weighed in on something. Jody, you especially should have known. So I was asking last segment when after we had Jeremiah Trotter Jr. on, Philadelphia athlete who's the son of a Philadelphia athlete.
Mm-hmm.
We forgot someone on our own show.
Who? Oh.
You got it?
Yeah.
Ruben Amaro Jr.
Yeah. Ooh.
He works at WIP. Everybody. He's a big part of our own program, our show. He is the son of a Philadelphia athlete.
That's a big one.
Ruben, if you're listening, dude, we apologize.
Sorry about that.
I mean, that's a horrible job by us.
Good news is I think Ruben's in Atlanta. So
yeah, he is in Atlanta.
Might not be listening.
There you go.
Now, but wait a minute. Time out, Philadelphia. Shame on Ruben Amaro. Because remember the last time I was in and Ruben was on with us?
What happened?
And he said that he used to call the show with a fictitious name.
Yep. Yes.
Well, that means he's always listening, and it means he's always eligible to call. So why didn't he call and go, Jody, how the hell did you forget me? Shame on Ruben. He should be walking the halls of his hotel down in Atlanta. Alvarado in to walk four straight guys. Why didn't Ruben call and correct me?
Hey.
Wechter's got to correct me?
When Wechter gets it right.
Yeah, that's a strange.
That's when we're in trouble.
Trouble. Real trouble.
All right, let's talk some Eagles football with our next guest. Ross Tucker does a great job covering the Eagles. By the way, it's going to be a big part
of our show, you know, this fall as a weekly guest. We'll get the ultimate lineup set in the, you know, the next week or two for what day and time Ross will be on. But he's going to be on with us an awful lot this fall. Ross is, of course, also the Eagles preseason analyst. And you can check out, you know, Ross's work with the Ross Report every morning on social media at Ross Tucker NFL. We welcome, that's on Twitter, we welcome our guy Ross Tucker. Good morning, Ross.
Morning, Joe. It's everywhere. Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, everywhere, man.
Dude, you're a social media aficionado.
Hey, you know what? It's a really powerful platform to try to get the word out to people. There's Eagles fans everywhere, which, by the way, is a whole other thing, which is awesome about the Odyssey app, that people can listen all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Look at you. Look at you, Ross. You go from self-plug to company plug, and you do it in 6 seconds.
Listen,
that's impressive.
This is not my first rodeo.
There you go. All right. Speaking of platforms, Ross, let's talk about training camp, which is a phenomenal platform for the players that have a chance. And that's all of them. They all have a chance to make the team. But a lot of them get cut, and about 15 guys make it that, you know, are always on the fringe, and they get the nod. Ross, this training camp, and obviously I'm including the preseason games, who do you think has done themselves the biggest favor with their performance the last couple of weeks?
Ooh, that's a good question. I'm trying to think of, I mean, there's a bunch of guys. One guy that certainly jumps out to me is Kelee Ringo.
Yep.
And I think he probably was already in a good position to make the team. But I think he's sort of established himself as a real guy now. You know, it's interesting. He's clearly ahead of guys like Eli Ricks and Josh Jobe. He's been battling with Isaiah Rodgers. It's the weirdest thing I would say about this camp, Joe, that I feel like we went from feeling like the Eagles didn't have any corners or had one to now they're going to have sort of the opposite issue, right? I mean, with Quinyon Mitchell, with Cooper DeJean back out there practicing, obviously Isaiah Rodgers with Ringo, you know, they might be able to trade one of these corners. I mean, how do you do that? How do you go from not having any other corners or feeling like you only had one in Slay that you can count on to now feeling like you have four or five, maybe even more, and potentially being able to trade, having an overabundance of corners?
Along those lines, do you have an issue if Quinyon Mitchell plays more slot cornerback than outside cornerback over the course of the entire regular season?
Definitely not. Because I think you can make an argument that the nickel cornerback slot is a top 10 position on a football team. I realize they play 80% of the snaps, probably, and not 100% of the snaps, which, by the way, you know, per practice report yesterday, and you guys will see it today, it sounded like, you know, this week they had Quinyon Mitchell outside, and then when they went to nickel, they moved him inside and brought Isaiah Rodgers in, meaning Mitchell would be a full-time player and Rodgers would come in on the outside when the Eagles went to nickel and Mitchell would move inside. But you look, I mean, there were years where the Rams played Jalen Ramsey as the nickel the whole season and he was considered the best corner in the league. Last year, Kyle Hamilton for the Ravens, who's known as a safety, he played a lot of nickel for them and had a gigantic year for the Ravens. It's just that position is so close to the ball, so for blitzing, for the run fit, so often that's where the team wants to throw the ball on third downs. I don't have a problem with it. My concern and my question is just, can he really handle this? I mean, I met with him a couple weeks ago. Guys, he never played nickel before in his life. And so to put him out there, and I think I'll end up meeting with Vic Fangio on Friday. I'm going to ask him this. I guess the concern I would have is, you know, early in the season, does his inexperience in the slot, does his inexperience in the nickel hurt the Eagles in a couple of third down plays, which end up being the difference in the game just because he hasn't played in there that much. He hasn't seen it, but I guess based on practice and the preseason games, they're feeling pretty good about him.
Seems like. I'll tell you this, Rose. I think one of the more interesting dynamics in the first two or three weeks of the season is going to be, do the Eagles play in the defensive backfield the players in those individual games they think are actually the five best, you know, two safeties, three corners, or do they actually use it as some developmental time, thinking that certain young guys, you know, if they get experience, can be a better player by week five or six, and let's just throw them in there and take our chances, and this guy's going to be the guy for a long haul. I don't know. I mean, it's certainly something Fangio and Sirianni got to figure out. All right, let's get to Hurts, Ross, because, you know, we haven't seen him in a preseason game. We probably won't. I mean, I don't think he's going to play this weekend, I wouldn't imagine. You know, this all season, there was a lot of talk here on WIP and around the nation. Is he a top 10 quarterback? I had him just outside at number 11. Obviously, 2 years ago, he was in the top five. Do you feel confident with what you've seen from him in training camp that he has reestablished the point where he is a no-doubt top 10 quarterback again?
Yes, I do. And, Joe, I went to one OTA practice in May.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And it was ugly. It was bad. I mean, he did not look good. The offense did not look good. And I thought, oh, boy. You know, this is not good that he has to learn another offense. I don't know what he did in June and July, but ever since he got back to training camp, the balls come out so much faster. I think the OTA I went to, Joe, he might have had three interceptions. I don't know, ask Elliot Shore Parks, right? But he might have had three interceptions at the OTA I went to, and now he comes out and is able to not have won the entire training camp. He has looked awesome, very, very comfortable. I enjoyed my sit-down with Kellen Moore last week. He said that a couple of things he said I thought were really interesting. How often he and Hurts talk about what Hurts likes, doesn't like, how often they go through situations. And then the second thing he said was and I'm so happy to hear this, he is strongly encouraging Hurts to hang in there in the pocket,
yep,
just a little bit more, a little bit longer before he looks to run or escape. I can't take it anymore. How many times a game do you think last year, after a couple seconds, he would do that thing where he rolls to the right and then either runs out of bounds or throws it away?
It was a lot. I don't know the number.
It's like five times a game, and yeah. And I would say two of them were probably necessary, three were not. Moore, let's watch this early in the year. I think Moore has convinced him, hey, just give it a half a second more. You have good tackles. You have a good line. We have enough weapons. They're going to get open. Just give it a little bit more before you run. Which, by the way, is the other thing, Joe. When he has run, when I've been there at training camp, he looks like the guy from a couple years ago. He looks like he's legit fast again. I don't know what happened last year. I don't know what the exact injury was, but he clearly was not the same guy running the ball last year.
Ross, got two questions for you on the guys in front of Mr. Hurts. That would be the offensive line. Is Jordan Mailata a top four left tackle in the National Football League this year?
I think he's got a really good chance to be. He's certainly top 10. I would like to see him take that next step because he certainly has the physical ability to do it. You know, I'd have to go through it, Jody, off the top of my head. I think he's probably right around there. I think he's in the 4 to 8 range, and, you know, it all depends on how consistent those guys are and how they can play. He took a step. I thought he took a little small step back in 2022 and then took a smaller step, another step forward last year. I'm hoping he has another step in him this year.
Yeah, I think he's top four, but that's okay. The other guy I got to ask you about is Ruben Frank. You hear him on WIP, NBC Sports, see him on TV. He wrote an article about Brett Toth today, the offensive lineman the Eagles can't move past. Why? Whenever I see Brett Toth playing preseason games, whatever, you see more practice than I do. Nothing about him jumps out at me. If anything, I think he gets his quarterback in trouble. What do the Eagles like as much about Brett Toth that I'm not seeing?
Okay, a few things. First of all, just for all the listeners out there and for you, Jody, it's Brett Toth.
Toth, sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. Evidently, I don't say his name enough during the games. I'll try to work on that Saturday.
That's on me. Don't put any blame on yourself.
No, I can tell you exactly what it is. He can play all five positions. He played right tackle for a series against the Patriots last week. It is extremely valuable if you have a guy that you feel like you can trust and he won't be the reason why you lose the game. I don't think, Jody, they ever really want him to start, right? Like I think they always feel like they want different guys, better guys, more athletically gifted guys to start. But I think Stoutland trusts him. And I think Stoutland thinks, you know, Stoutland had some trust for Sua Opeta and for Driscoll. I think Stoutland trusts Toth and feels like, you know what, if somebody gets hurt and I put Toth in, he's been around off and on for 5 years. He knows what I want. He's good enough to do it. Do I want him to start? No. And honestly, guys, that was me. I think I started like 25 games. I don't think any team was ever really thrilled when I was starting. I think they, in all sincerity, I think they always thought that they had somebody better, but at least they felt like with me, I wouldn't be the reason why we lost the game. And I think that that's how they feel about Toth right now. He's not going to wow you, Jody, but the hope is somebody gets hurt, he goes in, he's not the reason why the Eagles lose that game that day.
Yeah, it doesn't pull a Jamon Brown from 2020 when...
Oh, my goodness.
You know, it was the worst game I ever saw an Eagle play. Maybe other than Pat Ryan, week 5 of 91 against Washington. All right, Ross... We had a question come up earlier. I'm curious where you come in on this. Second most important Eagle this year. Now, there's different ways to answer it. You know, who's second best player? I mean, my answer was Bryce Huff because I think he's the wild card. I don't know what they're going to get. It could be really good. It could be not so good. Devin said Saquon. Jody said A.J. Brown. I think there's an argument for Jalen Carter because they need him to dominate and to do it all season long. No Fletcher. And, you know, it's time for the next generation, so to speak, to step up and lead this defense. What would be your answer for, other than Jalen Hurts, the next most important Eagles player?
Well, it's either Bryce Huff or Jalen Carter for me. So I see where you're coming from, Joe, with Bryce Huff. The only thing I would say is, you know, they have a decent amount of other guys there. So if Huff doesn't become a $17 million a year player with Sweat and Nolan Smith and BG, you know, they've got some other guys that I think can be good enough there. They need Jalen Carter to be a dominant player. He is their best defensive player. I believe it's the most important position on that side of the ball because of how quickly quarterbacks get rid of the ball. You need an interior dominant player. That is Jalen Carter. He needs to be an all-pro, Pro Bowl caliber player. So my vote would be Jalen Carter. Obviously, Hurts on offense. It's the two Jalens. It's Jalen Hurts on offense and Jalen Carter on defense. They need him to be one of the best defensive players in the NFL. He is certainly capable of doing that.
All right, final thing, Ross. I'm curious, and it's the year 2024 now, and I say that to frame this question this way. Does it matter if the quarterback doesn't play in the preseason? We're on hump day here. We're getting near the end of the week. We're going to start having the conversation again. Should Jalen play in the final preseason game? I know he's not going to. But 15, 20 years ago, I thought it mattered. 10 years ago, I thought it mattered. 5 years ago, I thought it mattered. I no longer think it matters. Richie last week thinks it matters. What's your ruling? Does it matter if the quarterback plays?
I think you'd have to ask them. And I mean that in all sincerity. I've heard certain quarterbacks say, I don't need to play. I don't really want to play. Aaron Rodgers this week said he's indifferent, which I don't really understand. You know, there are other guys. Brady wanted to play some. Mahomes, I believe, wants to play. Or at least Andy Reid feels like Mahomes should play.
He does play. I mean, I don't know if he plays all three of them, but he plays some of them.
No, he played the first two. He does. I don't think he's playing the last one, but he played the first two. So I think you'd have to ask Hurts, and I'm sure somebody has, how he feels about it. You know, 2 years ago, he got blasted out of bounds.
Sure did.
By the Jets, Quincy Williams, and I'm sure that that factors into what the Eagles do. It's hard to argue in general with 8-0 and 5-0 starts or whatever it was the last couple years. But, you know, this is a tough opponent. You know, I mean, they're playing the Packers, who are a very good team. And I think if the Eagles' offense struggles, I think it'll be a fair question to ask. Although I will say this, like, if they did play him, okay, it would be one series.
That's why I don't think it matters. What is five or six plays?
And he would hand the ball off a couple times.
Totally.
And then he'd throw a quick slant to A.J. Brown. They would not put him in harm's way. So I guess what does that really do for him?
John, part of John's point, and this is where I thought his point got most interesting last week, he thinks there's something to the mental preparation of preparing for a game and almost conditioning your mind for that. Even if you're going to hand the ball off a couple times and throw two passes, there's something to be said for preparing to play and then being able to apply that. You know, when you do it week one, it's not the first time this year you've done it. You know
what, Joe?
It's interesting.
I think they did that for the Ravens game. I think that they thought they were going to play until it rained. In fact, I'm very confident that they thought they were going to play until the weather and the rain and the field was a little bit slick and they decided not to. So I think he went through the mental of thinking it was going to – and if you remember – he did go through pregame warmups. He had his helmet. Like, they went through the whole process as if they were going to play, and I think they thought they were going to play. So that part of what John says, I think they did. I guess I don't know any different because of when I played. But,
yeah, you weren't Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, we didn't have a choice either, right? But
I
would not have wanted the first regular season game to be the first time I'm in a uniform against another team in a stadium. But I think on some level, those guys now feel like they get that from the joint practice.
Yeah, fair enough.
They feel like they get that part of
it. Sure. Hey, Ross, really nice job with the broadcast and preseason, man. You have become very, very good at this.
Oh, thank you, man. I really appreciate that. Looking forward to Saturday. Hopefully everybody watches. NBC 10.
You got it, pal. Ross, stay well, man. We'll talk to you a lot coming up soon. Thanks,
all right,
bud.
See you guys.
All right, there he is, Ross Tucker. By the way, we broadcast today from the NovaCare Complex. It's all driven by Hitch RV. Hitch RV, your premier family-owned dealership. For locations, go to hitchrv.com. All right, a lot there on the Eagles, but mostly today on the Phillies, who yesterday suffered another loss. This one, really, two main things stood out. One, the bats didn't hit, particularly the top of the order. And two, Alvarado in the eighth inning was a disaster. Matter of fact, let's listen And I hate to do it, but, you know, if we're going to tell the story of the game, we got to tell the story of the eighth inning. Phillies would have lost anyway because ultimately they didn't score in the ninth. But let's just listen to the fiasco of Jose Alvarado in that ninth inning.
3-2 on the way. And it's way inside, ball four. And a 3-1 way inside, almost hit him. It's ball four. Second walk issued by Alvarado. Three balls, one strike. Alvarado's pitch. Too high, ball four. He's walked his third man of the inning. 3-1 the count. Alvarado's pitch. Low ball four, and he walks in a run as he's walked his fourth batter of the inning. A run home for the Braves without a hit. Four walks issued by Alvarado here in the bottom of the eighth inning.
Not good. It's not good. So it's part of why we ask you today's Twitter poll question of the day. Brought to us by Armin Chevrolet, with Armin with the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now. You can get it started at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. Philly's question, are you legitimately concerned about the Phils? A, yes. B, no. You can vote at SportsRadio WIP on Twitter. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Let's talk to JB calling from Chestnut Hill. What's going on, JB?
Good morning, everybody. Jody, great to hear you on the air again.
Thank you, brother.
It's very concerning with the Phillies, especially because it makes me think that, like, why didn't they go after an arm at the deadline?
Well, they did, to be fair. They got a reliever. Are you saying a starter?
Nah, I'm saying, like somebody who, like, middle to late reliever, like an extra arm, because they traded away what's-his-face to Sir Anthony down to Baltimore. So
But JB, I will say this in their defense, and I'm not in the mood to defend him today, but I will say this. They had four totally legitimate guys in the first half of the year. You add Estevez to that. I mean, five should be enough. I mean, at a certain point, you shouldn't have to sell the farm for a sixth and seventh reliever. I mean, if they can't get by with five quality relievers, then the starting pitchers pitch two innings in the postseason.
Right. Oh, hopefully it's just the another blip and they get through this series.
I mean, here, let me just say this.
Yes.
Alvarado, Strom, Hoffman, and Kirkland got to get their act together.
Right.
Well, just like Trey and Stott. Well, Trey has recently. But Stott and who else is on the list right now? JT.
Marsh went through.
Marsh, yeah. They got to get their act together.
Yeah, they need to start to gear up. The weather's changing a little bit today. Starting to feel like fall baseball. You smell some cut grass. Makes you think about football, too.
Yep.
So, I think, by the way, side note, I think if you look up by definition, a baby axe is a hatchet. So, wouldn't he be the hatchet man? We're going to go with something like that. For, right?
Look at you with the knowledge.
But he said, right? Wait, what did he say? Axe man junior. Not little axe.
No, he likes right. Junior so, better you know, than
a
little.
A junior axe is a hatchet.
True.
So, good point.
I mean, you know talk about something I didn't know
and won't tell him
and won't remember tomorrow.
Well, you know, I normally can use this useless knowledge for John, but you know, is what it is.
All right, JB, give me a big time answer, man. The best, second best ever.
The best. Well, we going best number two by definition, or the best second best.
It's both things combined. Best number two.
Well, the best number two of all time is the number two pencil.
Oh.
Well, the number two pencil, which, by the way, leads to this question. I've long wondered it. Mac, Man, or Devin, do you know the answer?
What?
Is there a number one pencil?
You know, I've always wondered that. I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
What's up, Mac,
well, what,
Man?
Jody, you
went to school back
in
the...
Oh, yeah.
You were in school in the 1800s.
I had to use the number two pencil.
What did they do in the 1800s?
It's a little bit before my time.
Ah, Jody.
But I do not believe there is a number one pencil. I've never heard that.
I don't
think
there is.
I don't either. So why is there a number two?
I don't know. It always had to be used on the standardized tests. So
yes.
I think it's the kind
you
of
you got to have your number two pencil.
Yeah, the kind of whatever graphite lead, whatever is in it. This is here. Look, I have one right here. Number two.
Is it number two?
Number two pencil.
I find the whole thing bizarre. I've never understood that.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to Bruce right now.
I like that answer, though.
Bruce, you're on WIP. What's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, mate. Morning, team. I just had, my original thing was about the defense and their recently acquired veteran running back from the New York Giants.
Yep.
They said he got hurt, but nobody talked about it once this morning, and I've been listening to you guys.
Well, yeah, Saquon didn't finish.
On about the Phillies.
Yep.
Come on, let's look at the real picture here. The Phillies are going to figure it out because they have some experienced guys, hungry guys, more or less. Harper being the number one hungriest guy, he wants a World Series. And they got there. He experienced the World Series taste, but he didn't get to bring it home.
That's right.
So this is redemption for them. But they'll figure something out, I hope. I mean,
I will just, Bruce, I will say this, Bruce. I would bet you the Atlanta Braves, look, they won a World Series 3 years ago, but they got knocked out 2 years right. in a row in their first series against the Phillies. I bet you come playoff right. time, they're going to be really hungry. Really
hungry. Well, here's
hungry.
The thing. The thing is, I ain't worried about the Dodgers. We spanked them. We went out West Coast. We spanked them. You know, they're pretty much in our pocket as far as like.
I disagree.
Pecking order. Well, no, wait. Let me finish before you give your opinion. Everybody gets their turn. The Phillies talent-wise.
I make you feel good to get that off your chest, Bruce. I'm going to let you finish, but I'm just wondering. You had a moment there. Like on live radio, you had a moment. You stuck out the chest and said, I am Bruce. Hear me roar. I make you feel good?
Well, I'm sorry. I'm on oxygen, so I'm trying to catch my breath. Maybe.
I'm sorry, buddy. Okay. I'm just joking around. Go ahead, Bruce.
I called you the other day, and I apologize. I had you on mute when it was my turn to talk.
That's all right.
And I waited all that time. I didn't want to be rude. I had the radio on and my phone waiting to get on.
Yep.
So I always mute my phone until it's my turn. And then you called me, and I'm talking, but nothing. I'm not hearing myself.
No problem. Bruce, you and I, we're all good. You and me are good, Bruce.
All right. So, anyway, my point is, Phillies will work it out. We all hope as fans.
Yep.
You know, I'm bleeding Green Nation since I was a kid. My father taught me, well, he didn't teach me. He my brother was my role model in sports. Okay. But my father, you know, worked a lot. Anyway, I used to watch football with my dad, and in the 70s, I don't know who grew up in my era. I'm 60 years old. My dad cursed the Eagles up and down in O.N.
Yeah, they weren't very good, so Vermeil cranked it up. All right, Bruce, hang on, buddy, hang on. Give me an answer. The best, who or what is the best, second best ever? Who's the ultimate number two?
Jimmy Rollins.
Number two at what?
Baseball, behind in his position.
Shortstop?
Yes.
Okay. Bad answer. But thank you for the phone call. That's all right.
And by the way, are we worried about Saquon Barkley at all?
I didn't hear anything about that. Well, no, Saquon didn't finish the practice, but everyone's saying it's not a big deal. So yeah. That's why we didn't mention it today.
Yeah.
He was signing autographs after practice yesterday, which is typically a sign that the player did not have to go in for treatment and is totally fine. So that just to be clear, that's why we didn't reference it earlier, because everyone's saying it's no big deal.
Can I go back to our pencil conversation really quick?
Uh-oh.
Hugh Douglas, of all people, Hugh Douglas just texted me. There is a number one pencil. There is a number one pencil.
So here's what
it's softer.
Okay, here's what I'm fascinated by. You said Hugh Douglas, quote, of all people.
Yeah.
Now, when you said of all people, Jody, I'm sniffing that she didn't think Hugh would like, she didn't think Hugh had that in his back pocket of knowledge.
Because
Albert Einstein, of all people, like she wouldn't say that.
Well, Albert Einstein, it wouldn't do that.
Well, he's dead.
He's dead.
Yeah, he is in fact dead.
Yeah.
Stephen Hawking.
No. Here's what I thought you were pointing at, Deborah. Hugh Douglas doesn't need a pencil. When Hugh Douglas says something, he does it in pen. No eraser needed for Hugh Douglas.
Like,
he's Hugh Douglas. And when Hugh Douglas talks, people listen.
Thank you.
And it's over and done with. So I understood exactly
what you were saying. Why are you not with me on picking on Devin?
Thank you, Jody.
Because Devin's right.
He's fully taking on the John Ritchie role of coming to my defense.
All right,
I appreciate that.
Let me take on the role of Philadelphia sports fan who did not want to see Whit Merrifield with a double and a triple last night. And
Where did that come from?
And then after the game.
Off-wheeler, no less.
I know.
It wasn't even Alvarado. It was off-wheeler.
Ridiculous. All right, so after the game, you're going to get some flowers here from Whit Merrifield. All right, I'll say that. A little flowers here. But also, a couple comments within this series of comments I could have done without. Let's listen to Whit Merrifield peacocking after the game.
I'd be lying if I said it didn't feel good, you know, to play well against a team that, you know, told you that you weren't good enough to play for him. So, you know, it's whether that's, you know, that, I wasn't playing very good over there, so that might be true at the time. But, you know, it's nice to play well against your former team. But I do love those guys and wish them nothing but the best, just a little bit less than the best when they play the Braves.
All right, Whit. All right. There's the love and all that. But settle down, dude. You hit like 150 here. Relax.
But he said that.
He copped to it.
Did
you just miss the part where he goes, yeah, and I wasn't really all that good there?
No, he said maybe. He said maybe I wasn't that good. You weren't that good.
You weren't good. And I don't need the comment about like, oh, shit, I wasn't good enough. Yeah, because you weren't.
Wow, you guys are sensitive.
By the way, we are only 12-20 since he left.
Yeah, and I think that has nothing to do all with right. the 12-20.
I just wanted to say that.
I thought that was an outstanding answer by Whit Merrifield. Still hate him.
Yeah, but Matt,
that was an outstanding answer.
But I'm not in the mood.
Touched all the bases.
I'm not in the mood.
Checked all the boxes.
I'm not in the mood. I'm not good. How about you get a freaking triple and double here sometime? Give me that nonsense.
Did he ever have a game with two extra base hits?
Did he ever have a game where he hit the ball twice? Two foul balls, did it ever happen? All right, let's listen to Bryce Harper. He's certainly more important than Whit Merrifield. Bryce weighed in. You know, look, we're all starting to get increasingly concerned at some level. The question is how much you're concerned. But you can tell Bryce is, you know, he's not over the top irate, nothing like that. But, you know, I think Bryce recognizes things haven't gone great lately. He had a sharp retort at the start of his answer yesterday to a question. Let's listen to Bryce after the game.
Big series for the Braves, obviously. How do you kind of match that, if you can, you know, sort of match there?
Should be a big series for us, too. I mean, obviously, you know, we got a long ways to go. Still got a month of baseball left, so we should come in here and win games. It doesn't matter how far you are or anything like that. Obviously, you guys know what happened early in 07. So just got to keep going and keep doing our thing.
Big series for us, too. That's his way of saying, let's go, boys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, let's go. And by the way, I mean, look, we all know Bryce is an ultimate baseball head. Some guys are. I would tell you there are probably less than 1% of players playing in Major League Baseball today that get the reference Bryce Harper made at the end of that. So if you listen carefully, he said, you know, about 07, what he's referencing is when the Mets blew the division 7-0 with 17 games to go and the Phillies passed the Mets. Again, we all remember it. 7-0, 17 to go. And what Bryce is saying, 7-0, which is what the Phillies currently are, 6-0 right now, 6-0, and it was 7 entering last night's game. And I think it's, I could look it up, but I think it's 37 games to go. You know, Jody, what Bryce is saying is, let's not mess around here.
Right. Another good answer.
That's a great answer.
I got no problems with what Bryce said either.
I like that answer more. It suits my needs as a Phillies fan.
You like Bryce's answer better than Whit Merrifield's?
Need to get to the root of that. How does the camera feel afterwards?
That's all that matters. How do we feel as Philadelphia
fans? I would like Bryce's answer more if he actually, you know, did something.
Hit the ball?
Last night. Yeah. Just not asking a lot.
All right,
some offense.
Shots fired. Now Devin and I are aligned against the Mac man.
And apparently
against Bryce.
Bryce only struck out 3 times. Schwarber struck out 4 times.
All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up, N'Kobe Dean. He was with us on the show yesterday. It was some really good stuff. If you missed what he said, we'll give you a little taste of some of what he said yesterday. Phone calls on all these topics, including, you know, the Phils. It hasn't been good for kind of a while now. What do you make of it? Joe to Cameron, John Richie, as we broadcast, not Richie, Macman in for John today from training camp on 94 WIP. Hey, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. You know, we got a little something different for you here this time because FanDuel has something different for you. Now through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a 3-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Then with a YouTube TV-based plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday out-of-market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment. You can cancel anytime. So make sure you visit FanDuel.com/hammer. That's FanDuel.com/hammer to download America's number one sportsbook, FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94 WIP.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.